Welcome to The Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Greetings, trendies. Welcome to a bite-sized edition of the podcast. Like always, The Trending Show comes to you courtesy Cobra Electronics, and I come to you courtesy my mother's womb. Monday's strangest trend was not the top trend of the day, but it did come in number 8 overall, and that is the sad story of Casey Kasem, who you will no doubt recall voiced Robin on a few seasons of The Super Friends. He has nice teeth. Casey Kasem has been in declining health these last 2 years, so much so that his daughter Carrie appealed to the courts for conservatorship of her father. Or, to put it another way, she is volunteering to change the adult diapers. But the court denied her request last October. Casey Kasem's wife and stepmother to Carrie objected to the move. After seeing her father covered in bed sores, Carrie summoned an ambulance that took her father for medical treatment on Monday, and this led to a showdown with her stepmother, Jean, who threw raw meat at Carrie in retaliation for caring. When asked about the incident, Jean Kasem's actual response was, "I am following a verse from the King James Bible." Here's her full quote for you to wrap your brain around. Quote, "In the name of King David, I threw a piece of raw meat into the street in exchange for my husband to the wild rabid dogs." End of quote. Like the failing grade I got on my English lit test about the Fountainhead, this further proves there are downfalls to only reading the Cliff's Notes. Oh, King James Bible, when is the film adaptation due out? And you know I'm not going to watch any of those old black and whites from the Muckrakers. Trending a bit higher was iOS 8, which was announced at the Worldwide Developers Conference keynote address on Monday by Apple. This go-around, Apple is playing catch-up with Android, which has boasted a number of popular features for years that Apple has been reluctant to adopt. Many reports noted the surprise in the room when Apple announced that iOS 8 would allow the use of third-party keyboards, which speaks to how little surprise these things must actually contain. What I found most interesting is a tweak to Apple's voice interface with the AI Siri. You can now make Siri start listening to you by shouting at your Apple device, "Hey Siri," which is in response to Google AI's "OK Google" voice command. This is known in tech circles as hot word detection. Outside of tech circles, it is known simply as murder on battery life. Monday saw Golden Glove loser Chris Brown freed from jail. His latest stint, just 131 days long, was for violating his probation. Showing he has his priorities straight, he immediately tweeted that he is humbled and blessed, and then followed up by tweeting that he is looking for interested females possessed of poor judgment, but with good medical benefits. His new concept album, Humbled and Blessed Every Night While the Guards Aren't Looking, is, in a surprising turn, a blues album. Scout Willis was trending on Tuesday as her topless protest in the streets of New York City has drawn lots of attention. What her cause is, we are not exactly sure. But Scout, who unfortunately looks a lot more like Father Bruce than she does like Mother Demi Moore, is undeterred. She has been literally baring her breasts and sending the photos out to the internet, raising awareness of "Your guess is as good as mine." That was until Tuesday, when Emma Heming ambushed Scout in the meatpacking district and disrupted her airing of the areola by flinging unprocessed cheese at her stepdaughter. In a weird convergence of these recent stories, Tuesday's top trend was Rihanna's see-through dress, photos of which generated more than 500,000 searches. Given the singer of poor judgment has recently posed nude, where's the mystery in this, fellas? CNN.com echoed my feelings as their story says this right off the top. Quote, "You can search around for the more explicit pics as we are a family-friendly site." End of quote. CNN, the most trusted name in nudes. Topless sunbathing not enough this summer? Well, the Cobra Airwave Box is here to make your next beach excursion a little more exciting. This rugged, waterproof Bluetooth speaker is perfect for when you want to take your music with you. And it's got a rubberized shell for shock and impact resistance. It's fully submersible. It'll even float if you drop it in water. And it comes with a rechargeable lithium-ion battery that keeps the party going with up to 10 hours of music playback. If this incredible device isn't enough to aim your mouse at Cobra.com, then how about this? For a limited time only, the Cobra Airwave Box is 20% off the regular price. It's an awesome gift for someone else, or an even better gift for you. It's over at Cobra.com. right now. On Wednesday, Kourtney Kardashian was trending high, and I learned two things reading all the related stories. First, she is pregnant. And second, I do not know which one this is. Every time I am at Target, there is at least one magazine with a story about a Kardashian on the cover in the checkout line, but it's never this Kardashian. Perhaps now she has finally become newsworthy enough to pass through my Target tabloid sphere. On Wednesday, Kourtney and longtime partner, Lord of the Manor and business dude Scott Disick, stepped out in public for the first time since the announcement of their impending third child together, only to be assaulted by Bruce Jenner. Jenner lobbed sausage casings at the couple and screamed, "In the name of Upton Sinclair," while the paparazzi bristled with excitement. With his recent tracheal shave and Botox treatment, Jenner is close to completing the ritual to transform himself into Skeletor. Tell me you can't see that coming out of Bruce Jenner's mouth. Come on. Another mini-sode of the trending show will be headed your way soon, I promise. Until then, please leave me your 5-star review in the iTunes store, and be sure to join Clayton Morris and I for a bitter latte over on the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe. That's where we get together to complain about X-Men Days of Future Past. Until next time, adios, amigos.